It's time to spark it up with the Kennel Linguists.
I mean, look what happened in Colorado. They're like, oh, Colorado's going to run out of weed.
The fact that you got to go to McDonald's and get a value meal supersized on the state, that never happens anywhere.
With your hosts, April O'Connor.
You need to smoke weed after you go to the whorehouse because you're kind of being contemplative and wondering. Like a store gun store. Check cashing, please. Sounds familiar.
And Alex Mandelberg.
It's like Tyson hit her in the vagina. That, I feel like, is where the line is. I feel like the line is, if it can make you better, it's performance enhancing.
I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but about Apple.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Get to that bail issue about them considering the ban on retail marijuana. New York State gets 5 licenses for medical marijuana shops. Nevada gets 1. Dare to say yes to weed. That's going to be a fun story we're going to get to. And Bitcoin drone delivered weed. Is it coming? We don't know. We read an article about it and we're going to discuss. Because we are the Cannolinguists, me, Alex Mandelberg, my awesome fucking co-host, April O'Connor.
Ow.
And our guest today, the very funny, very awesome runner of the great, awesome show that I'm going to be on later this month, Chimp yeah. City. Give it up for Damian Kaner.
Pew, pew, pew.
Crowd
pew.
Going fucking crazy for Damian. How you doing, lady?
Too kind.
I know. Listen, the crowd here in the Rafopoulos studio, they tend to go nuts when we get the echo going,
too.
Man. They really go crazy. You could hear him cheering. It's wonderful. We need to get a soundboard in here so we can have piped in cheers every time. Really that lame. That's what I need in my life. But yeah, so we didn't get to this last week, but Vail, which is a resort town in Colorado, is considering they're like one vote away on the city council from banning retail sales of marijuana in the town. Which, if you're a resort town, I'm trying to look at it from their point of view where they feel like this is good to ban it. And stoners will spend money now. So we'll go to resorts and we would love to have legal, easy to purchase weed near our resorts.
Absolutely.
But do we travel as much as families? I don't know.
Well, are there just too many cannabis-induced collisions, skiing accidents happening?
it's safer because at least your body's relaxed.
Well, where did Sonny Bono die? Was it Vail?
It's because it's old money and old people. Yeah. It literally says our guests are typically older, and the majority of they don't want pot being sold here. So they don't want that old money to leave.
They don't want
that snow bunny.
It's the snow bunny money.
Old people need it for their cataracts and their right.
Listen, it's a recent thing that all of a sudden I meet old people who are like, yeah, I mean, if some weed was around, I guess I'd smoke it again. Like, wait a second, Grandpa.
My mom's friend's mom. So like that's grandma status.
You mean your mother's
friend. Yeah. Her aunt, I had the pleasure of smoking with her and her aunt.
I was just going to ask you guys if you've ever had the incredible time of smoking with an older person.
She was also a redhead.
Nice.
She was so cool. She'd come around the corner and she'd open up her hand. She'd have a half a doob in it.
And then she smoked the first half.
Yeah, yeah. But then my dad did the same thing. And then she's like, all right, let's go. And then she did it. Then later on, I was like, oh my God, you're my...
Wait, what did she call it? Did she call it like a jazz cigarette? Or wacky tobacco.
They were all hitting my pen. It was awesome.
I've really only had the one experience, but I feel like I've told it a bunch of times on the show, my story about the one time that I smoked with first my mom's, because my mom's the oldest of 4 children, and she had 2 brothers directly after her, and then the youngest was a sister. So the younger of the 2 brothers, basically my grandmother passed away last year, like 6 days before my birthday. Mm. And it's okay. It was her time. We're on our way to the airport, me and my mom's youngest of brothers. And I've got my pen caps on me because I don't travel without. And I'm on the way to the airport, and I'm like, I'm going to get high because that's what I do on the way to the airport. My uncle's in the car, and I'm just like, hey, I'm – And he's like, yeah, pass it over. He's a musician. So he was naturally the first one that I'd feel like, listen, this is in a shitty weekend. We're about to get on a flight to go do a shitty thing. I'm not going to be sober during it. Mm-hmm. And you're a musician, so I feel like this is going to be cool. And he's like, yeah, pass it on over. And,
do you have a problem flying? You need to
take
the edge off?
Here's the weird thing. I have a problem flying the same way I have a problem being in a car when I'm not driving.
Boring.
It's like I don't have a pilot's license, but I've flown enough. It's like it's one of those things where it's like I feel a lot better when I'm in control of the vehicle that I'm in. I don't like giving up control. All right, rather be flying the plane myself. I feel
kind of like my 100-year-old Lyft driver on the way over here.
Yes, yeah.
You're going 45 on the 101, and he's like, "Oh, well, I was trying to tell you the story."
Well, yeah,
about
I can tell you a story and be 75.
Yeah. He was very sweet.
Oh, baby. I just do NyQuil on a plane. Like right before I get on the plane, because you can't take the liquid, a little NyQuil.
Yeah.
15 minutes later, I'm out. I wake up. I'm in New York.
But yeah, I can't.
I'm an edible
so
girl.
I smoke with my first nice. Uncle, and then we get to Boston where the funeral was, and then my uncle immediately rants me out to his brother. He's like, hey, Alex has got some good dope. He called it dope.
Yeah.
Which was a pen cap. And it's like, it's a vaporizer. I'm like, how is this dope? But whatever. Cool. Whatever. So we're smoking dope. So now we're on the way to the funeral, and now I'm smoking with both my uncles.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, let's get high on the way to the funeral. I'm like, you all are some morbid, awesome motherfuckers. I'm glad we're related. So we're all fucking smoking on the way to the to the funeral, and the funeral's done. And I have a moment in the car with my uncles afterwards. They're like, "Thanks for getting us high beforehand." That made that a lot easier to get through. I'm like, "Hey, that means something to me." And then we go to the wake, which is at one of my mom's oldest friend's house, her and her husband, and we're the last people left, and we're drunk. And my mom's in the other room with her granddaughter, my nephew, or her grandson, sure. My nephew.
Mm-hmm.
he's cross dressing already at 1 year old. And it's just me, my two uncles, and my mom's best friend's husband there. And then my two uncles rat me out to him. He's like, Alex has got some good dope. So now it's the four of us smoking. And then we hear my mom's heels coming down the hallway. And I didn't have the pen in my hand. I'm like, oh, this was the moment I was scared of.
Yeah.
And my uncle had it, and he hid it under his leg. And I was like, good, you're scared of her too. It's not just me. My mom's a scary fucking woman. And yeah, that was my experience of smoking with older people.
I totally followed that whole thing.
Yeah,
there weren't
a lot.
A lot of characters in there at all. It was like an SAT question. If two uncles had a pen cap, and then your mother came down the stairs.
Well, here's the thing. I was trying to tell the story fast because I've probably told the story two or three
busted
times on this podcast.
Busted is the...
Who opened the bag of potato chips first? It's a math problem.
But coming all the way back to the main story, yeah, I don't. More old people now seem to be willing to smoke weed, but
yeah.
old money doesn't change.
They do smoke
they
weed, but
change.
Alone and secretly because they have a man deliver it to their house.
I know,
and they do behind closed doors like they drink.
I don't think they
how
care.
Old money
there,
does it.
I don't
in
think
secret.
No, there's no existing shops in Vail right now. They just don't want it to happen, so it wouldn't impact anybody. But there's a Breckenridge is also banned pot shops, but that's also from their main. It's just from the main street because they don't want it to interfere with their image.
Because they don't want it to interfere with their image.
They're very much. They're a small town.
No wait,
one shop was forced to move. Yeah, okay. No, you can't have. Yeah, you can have a delivery.
Have you ever been to Breckenridge, you guys?
I know, but
I've been.
Yeah, they don't want
to elaborate.
They're chill, man. Uh-huh. They're very chill. Breckenridge is a very cool little.
It's a
resorty kind of like laid back. You think everybody might smoke weed, kind of town.
But that's the thing. They all do.
It's why people go there.
They all do smoke weed, but the only thing that they value more than smoking weed
is tourism.
No, it's not even tourism. Breckenridge, especially, is one of those quaint little towns in the center of the mountains.
Where you would have to get high.
Where you would have to get high. But that's the thing. So I get the fact where they're like, we don't want pot shops on our main thoroughfare because we have always kind of liked the fact that we're... Here's the thing. The people, they're not having a hard time getting weed.
No.
They're not. They're just like, I've been that way with pot shops here in Los Angeles where I got to the point where I was like, there's too many.
Oh,
I'm sick and tired. I smoke all the weed, and I don't need to see it fucking everywhere. I just don't.
There was more than McDonald's and Starbucks combined at one point.
Yeah.
And that was in the LA Weekly. This is a factual number.
Yeah. Wow. It's ridiculous.
Do you think that you get higher smoking weed in higher altitudes? Like if you got high in Vail, would you get really like Rocky Mountain high?
Well, you're naturally going to a little bit because getting used to the thin air, you do get some lightheadedness.
Your lungs are working. And your brain lungs are working. Overtime.
Your brain's working. You got a shortness of oxygen, which that's just gonna Oh yeah, you get high as fuck in Colorado.
I think you. I mean,
go to Denver and smoke a doobie.
Oh.
Right
have
on
you
the
ever,
line.
Have you,
been,
done that.
Have you ever been to where I'm from on the East Coast or where I moved to when I was 15? They didn't allow anything with like signs. Like you could have like a CVS or a Dunkin' Donuts, but it had to have an old timey sign. Mm. You know, so sometimes I just want to keep that quaint little
the old pot shop.
Yeah, but I get what you're saying. Same thing where it's, you know, you have to have, you know, certain.
But every
you
town's,
can't have liquor stores or so many, you know.
Every town's different. I mean, San Francisco voted out Target. Target bought a lot of land in San Francisco, and city council was like, nope, we're going to revoke that.
What, they don't like superhero graphic tees?
No, because
Target
they
didn't grease them enough?
No, because they San Francisco prides themselves on family-owned and operated businesses. Mm-hmm. They pride themselves on the fact that you can't go to a retail chain store in the greater San Francisco downtown area.
That's why IKEA's in the Embarcadero.
Yeah, that's true. You're not lying. You ain't lying. She ain't lying.
She ain't never told a lie in her entire life.
Veiled shutting down marijuana is not that big a deal because I don't think
unless you live in Vail and you like weed.
No, the people who
it's a temporary ban right now.
The people who live in Vail who smoke weed already don't have a shop there.
Well, right now they voted it there and now they're taking it to public hearings for more approvals. So
what I don't understand is what you don't like the money. We've obviously shown that there is an ass ton of money that is coming. So much money, in fact, they had to cut checks to the residents of Colorado. And here's a funny thing, a story that we'll talk about upcoming. In Colorado, there's a law that like if there's a tax surplus, that money has to get redistributed to the populace. Mm-hmm. So every resident in Colorado was cut like a $7.32 check. And the people of Colorado are actually upset about this because they're like, what do we want? Why can't – they're trying to basically rewrite their own laws because the law prohibits them from giving the money to schools, which is where they like to give the money. So
because you can't fund schools with
– you can't fund schools
drug
with drug money.
Yeah.
What? Everybody hated that idea, but now they're going, oh, wait, no. Funding schools with drug money sounds like a great idea. So Colorado is going to rewrite those laws. So that's what I don't get about Vails. I go, it's bringing in so much money.
Well, they think it's going to bring in a lower tone, I think. You know, like people who smoke pot are, you know, dirty hippies. And people will see that as a dirty hippie destination, and that will bring in a different clientele.
I shower daily, damn it. I am so – here's the thing. I smoke all the weed. I fucking hate hippies.
I hate them so much.
Don't hate.
But, I mean, you can still have a hippie mentality and shave your legs. You know?
Like, yeah. I get it.
Are you a yippie? Is that a thing?
I just.
Yeah. Yuppie hippie.
I love meat. I love.
Wait, Alex, side note. We're both Jews. How do you feel about pork?
I just home cured and
bacon.
Smoked
Delicious.
6 pounds of pork.
I hope you will
pork
do
belly,
some.
Bacon.
Do you eat pork?
Bacon.
God, it's so good.
So no tattoos, but pork.
You know what? They'll bury you in a. I was telling April how I don't have tattoos because I can't be buried in a Jewish cemetery with tattoos in my family's.
Actually,
Jewish
you
cemetery.
Can.
Oh well, not the one that my family's buried.
Yeah, yeah, and that makes.
And
sense
she's saying
to me.
So, but pork, yes.
Pork
and
is okay.
How are they gonna? They can't. I mean, are you gonna do an autopsy and maybe ate some sausage right before? But the thing is, it's because I realized we're Jews. We don't believe in hell, so. We're not going to hell for eating pork. Mm-hmm. You know, there's no repercussions, really.
Yeah.
So enjoy. It's delicious.
It's very nice. God, but no, a quick side note to what you said. You can be buried in a Jewish cemetery if you had a tattoo because they amended it because so many Jews during the Holocaust who were tattooed
against their will. Oh, wait. So if you have like a Auschwitz or Dachau.
No, they actually will now they do a blessing. They remove that part of the skin. It's tattooed, and they burn it, and then they bury you, minus the tattoo.
Wow.
Yeah.
As long as it's a tattoo of Golda Meir.
So they would just, like, cut that part out before they buried you.
Yeah,
at a very, well, you'd be dead, so you wouldn't.
At an Orthodox cemetery, at some of the smaller ones, they might not even care, but most of them still do. If they're a Jewish cemetery, they'll be like, "We'll remove it."
If I didn't get a tramp stamp in the '90s, I'm never gonna get a tattoo. Yeah, I mean, I got out of it.
If you were able to escape clean,
all
from the
my
90s.
Girlfriends, God, so many butterflies, so many roses.
Oh gosh, I thought you were gonna say the tribal stripe, you know, going across the top of the crack. As if to say, what's down here is exotic.
Well, we've got some new dispensaries opening in this country.
Yeah, we got
Nevada today. Nevada's first one opened, and coincidentally, it was in Sparks.
You and Damien just think that is just a laugh riot. Funny. You love that shit.
Okay,
damn.
First name of the first dispensary opened. Spark one.
Jesus.
Silver State Relief.
Here's the thing. Sparks is where Las Vegas is, so it makes very obvious sense as to why you would choose to do it there instead of anywhere else.
What else is there to do in Sparks? Isn't there a thing? Isn't there like a tree with shoes or something? That's
no. There's Vegas. Vegas is really
near.
This is so funny, though. It says the location sales will be limited for the first day with only 12 to 14 pounds of cannabis available.
Per customer?
I know, right? Total? I mean, that's still a lot.
Well, you know, if there's just the one place, it's going to be busy.
That's still a lot.
That's a lot.
It's a lot. Nevada, they...
And it is, and they did approve, it is an amnesty state. So out of town... If you have a medical card from any state and you are in Nevada at the Silver State Relief, you can go in and purchase marijuana.
I used my marijuana card to open up a bank account recently as my second form of ID.
It's a legal form of identification.
Awesome. I was like, and I have found my banking home. You guys are
right, so they don't care. Do they have weed smelling money there too?
What about the weed smelling money? What about that?
The interesting thing is, I keep on wondering when is we know it's on the horizon that the casino industry is going to get into the marijuana market.
Oh yeah, definitely.
It's going to happen.
Like
soon.
A dispensary in the casino.
Yeah, I guarantee it. Within the next 5 years.
Yep.
We're gonna have
and their restaurants
called it like
boom.
Aces High.
It's my guess like is gonna things. Be it's gonna be in the New York. or Mirage. Mirage would also be
Paris OG.
MGM is
I feel like Golden Paris. Nugget would be so much
no, because,
oh, yeah.
no,
more on the nose.
No, you South Strip. That's where you want it. Because the way Vegas is set up now.
Excess.
First Vegas was dirty, filthy, sleazy, and then in the mid '90s, they're like, let's be family oriented, and then people started bringing their family. Yeah, people
still
did.
Still kind of sleazy.
People started. Like it that. Was a lot. MGM had an amusement park and a magic show.
Yeah, I know.
Okay?
I've been there.
And the pirate thing,
the pirate show, and all that stuff. And then around 2005, Vegas was like, dude, fuck this. Okay. If you have family and you want to come to Vegas, you go north of Treasure Island. If you don't have family, you want to get drunk, fuck hookers, do blow, watch water blow up in the sky, fuck more hookers, look at strippers, eat at a buffet for $3.95. South Vegas, South Strip, go south of Treasure Island. Treasure Island's like your misnomer because you can do some filthy shit in Treasure Island, but they still have the pirate show. So
if you have enough money, you can do all those things anywhere you want in Vegas. You could have a pirate show in your room if
and
you want.
Across
the right
street from that is Venetian Palazzo, which once again, really, really upscale. But that's also where all the rich people do the filthiest things is in the really upscale places. So
like
that's
Wynn,
your line.
Like the Wynn.
Wynn is family Vegas. Wynn is family
but
Vegas.
Wouldn't you love to get high in the casino, like get the dispensary, like hit
There's
their thing, and then
the
go
Wynn.
Look at some fucking sharks or something?
I watched the
epic.
Guy. No,
I think
no,
I'd
the
be more interested with
Bay.
The black light in one of those right. hotel rooms.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think that would be more of an adventure.
Yeah. I do wonder what they'll do about smoke. I mean, they have smoking rooms. If they're getting out the smell of cigarettes, the smell of marijuana is a lot easier to get out than the smell of cigarettes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't understand why Vegas has non-smoking rooms. I mean, if you're
so
not
the
a smoker,
place won't burn
don't
to
go
to the fucking ground.
If you're not a smoker, don't go to the fucking city. It's a smoker's city.
Would you trust a bunch of completely drunk degenerates with cigarettes in a bedroom, possibly falling asleep, like with a lit cigarette in their hand, burning down the whole place?
Cigarettes are all fireproof now. They can't start a fire.
What do you mean cigarettes are fireproof? What are you talking about?
Yeah, I remember there's a whole thing in the 90s where they had a big commercial about a guy dropping a cigarette and burning the house down. The tobacco company's like, that hasn't been possible for like 15 years.
Oh, seems legit then if the tobacco company says it.
You know what?
But here's this. Nevada, it says, voted to approve in 2000, and it took them this long to figure out the system for cultivating and distributing.
Yeah. They're not very smart in Nevada.
Oh.
They're not.
Well,
I know. They're really good. They're very – here's what they
are.
That's
painting a whole state with one brush. I think everybody's their own unique snowflake.
You know what? Yes.
The heat makes you a little weird.
That's that whole thing where it's like the individual's smart and the masses are dumb. It's like, unfortunately, I can't be like – there's a lot of awesome people I've met in Nevada. Mm-hmm. I've been lucky to be at Reno a lot of times and perform for a lot of people there. But that being said, and I honestly, even I think admittable to some of them, they'd be like, it's not the most highly educated city. Most people who are there who have an education leave. Mm-hmm. Most of them who are good looking leave. And the ones who remain are good, honest, hardworking people.
Unattractive. You said most of the good looking people.
And most of the good looking people leave.
Guys, if you're listening, spark it up. Did we bring the bomb?
Oh, it's the 20 minute. No, we didn't. Oh, God.
Oh, I'll go get it.
You go get the bomb. I'll introduce this story while you're getting the bomb. Also, on top of it, now I feel bad
for. Spark it up for us.
No, you know what? I don't feel bad about insulting some of the people in Nevada because, damn it, they could do better than they do. And the amount of times that I've been in that state and I've heard the whole, you know, I still hear fuck Obama in Nevada when I'm there. I watched a comedian
It's almost 8 years in now.
I watched a comedian almost get booed off stage in Nevada for doing a Barack Obama impersonation. Not complimenting him, not insulting him. Just did the impersonation and was nearly booed off stage. I'm sorry. Listen, if you're in Nevada and you want to prove me wrong, write me a letter. Tell me I'm wrong and I'm willing to hear you out. I'm just saying that a lot of people that I've met in your state have not given me the best example. They just haven't. And I hope we lose. I hope I get some hate mail from Nevada. I'm hoping. I'm praying for some hate mail from Nevada. You know where I won't get hate mail from? New York, because I fucking love New York, because they're getting 5 medical marijuana shops, not one. 4 of them in New York City. Start spreading the news.
There's 5 on my street.
We're selling weed today.
There's like 5 marijuana dispensaries on my street.
There's one right next door.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's one next door to where I live right now.
Yeah. I think this is great. I am so excited. My cousin sent me an email today saying that 4 would be opening. This is awesome.
New York needs to smoke a bowl.
When I lived in New York, we used to get the weed was so shitty and so expensive.
Wait, did you buy it from a Jamaican guy in Washington Square? Because
No, actually, we had it was called the Blood Bank, and it was a delivery number where really. Probably underage kid would come on a bicycle with these tubes. Like, you know when you get blood drawn? Those, like, tubes.
Oh.
And it had the same rubber stop in the top. And it would be filled with some bomb-ass weed. And but it was expensive.
Every time I bought weed in New York, it was always the same thing. It was 2 vials, 40 and 80.
Yeah, a New York eighth, which was really 2 grams, $40.
Yeah.
And I used to buy nickel bags of bunk from my neighbor in the Bronx. Nickel bag of bunk. And
nickel bag of bunk in the Bronx.
Yeah, that's like a bowl.
I'd get five for 20 because when I'd go home to Boston, I'd bring back that Diz Inc. and give
very
it to
popular.
Him. I'd give it to him and blow his mind.
His mind.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
His mind. Blow his mind.
I was with Damien. I went on a different train of thought when you started saying blow his.
We're dirty minded
Jews.
That's
my other job. Hey-o.
April O'Connor.
We try not to touch on that here. We try to stick
again,
to
it. There you did it again.
Touching on it. You're touching on it.
And cupping the balls at the same time.
But yeah.
Was that an innuendo?
It's once again, though, not surprising that 4 of the 5 dispensaries are going to be in New York City because Once you get out of New York City, upstate New York, it's the same as California, Los Angeles versus the rest of California. Yeah. You have a very liberal city in New York City, and you have
Rochester.
A lot of suburbs.
Yeah.
A lot. New York's huge. It's a very big state. A lot of people don't realize you can drive 3 hours just through New York.
A lot of people have never seen a map.
I think it's statewide, the four dispensaries.
No, five. There's five dispensaries.
It says it awarded five.
It awarded five. Four of them are in the greater New York area.
Where's the fifth? Does it say?
Let's see.
Lucky suburban town will it be?
It says it's a humongous opportunity for Westchester County.
Westchester, New York's going to get a surprise.
Hamptonburg, Syracuse.
Oh no, it's not four. Okay, no. Yeah. Excuse me. Two of them. One's in Queens, and I believe another one's will be in Manhattan.
You just halved it.
Yeah.
Five. I mean, four. No, two.
No, you know
what? It's five awarded, but then it says that they plan to open four. So I don't know where that fifth.
I'm pretty sure.
Okay,
if you live
that was where my confusion was.
Anywhere near any one of those, you're gonna drive or take a subway or some such.
People in New.
They're still probably open. The last one's open for review. But there, we've got a bunch. Bloomfield Industries plans to grow marijuana in Queens and dispense it in Manhattan.
Mm.
Nassau County and two upstate counties, PharmaCann, which is the abbreviated name of an Illinois-based PharmaCannus. So, Illinois.
Every single weed smoker that I knew in New York for a long time in the early 2000s, every single one of them grew a plant on their balcony.
Yeah.
Because that was the only fucking way for them
or
to get
weed. Roof.
Yeah.
I had a friend who grew it on his roof, and that was amazing. And he was a very popular dude.
I had a buddy who grew it in his closet. I had another buddy who grew it on his balcony. And I didn't know anybody who grew it on their roof, but I did know one guy who had a very interesting setup inside his wall heater.
I dated a guy here in LA who grew a lot illegally. I didn't know that. We went on our first date. He parked three blocks away, blindfolded me when I got out of the car, walked me three blocks, turned me around, took me through the apartment.
Kinky.
Yeah, I was like excited and not a little bit terrified. And we get in there and the whole apartment is full of weed plants. Like it wasn't even where he lived. He just rented the whole apartment in Hollywood, in the middle of Hollywood, to grow weed.
Me and Sydney's first apartment that we got together out in Woodland Hills.
No, it's not.
This
was good weed.
We actually got a discount on the apartment because our apartment, the tenant before us had been evicted because they walked in one day and found that he was growing 80 some odd plants inside. There was no room to sleep in our apartment. It was literally filled with plants. And when they found out, they quickly evicted him. But the problem was, no matter how much they painted and cleaned, they couldn't get the smell of marijuana out of the apartment. Well, that didn't mind me at all. So when I found out that knocked $100 off the rent, I was like, we'll take it.
You're like, it was going to smell this way.
It was going to smell this way.
Like an hour anyway.
Yeah, no. I kind of enjoy the aroma.
Do you think this is a Cypress
Hill concert? I don't sell to these kind of people. I don't rent to these kind of people.
But for you, my friend?
No, that's Rob Schneider, Grandma's Boy.
Yeah,
the opening.
Yes.
I love it. It smells like Cypress Hill concert in here. I don't run to these kind of people.
He's so awesome.
That sounded like Armenian.
I tell you what, these boys, we give you 5 minutes to pack everything you can, and then after that, they will remove your testicles. Okay?
Yes.
5 minutes. It's one of the funniest things Rob Schneider's ever done. Really, it is.
Bold statement.
Oh, was that the expensive piece?
I'm sorry, was that the expensive piece?
Yeah. I'm a big fan of "You Can Do It." I can't do it. You can do it. I just enjoy that. I don't know why. Speaking of the DARE program.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
We bought along.
Check you out. Oh, snap.
Oh man! Well, one thing I do want to get to before we do talk about this, my problem with weed in New York when if you don't open a bunch of them up. And we were talking pre-show, you know, a lot of storefronts in Manhattan are family-owned. They're hand down through generations. There's not a lot of retail or chain stores.
Availability. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Availability. There's not a lot of storefronts available in New York. And it's a commuter city. People don't drive there. Yeah. So you combine these two things, and it does worry me how the heck do people get to how the heck do people get to these stores if there's only five of them in the entire state, and most of this, the biggest city in the state, doesn't drive.
You hop on the L train to Levitts and Sons, ye olde dispensary.
But we saw what happened. I mean, what can quickly happen to a New York train line when a sudden influx of traffic that was expected but not anticipated to a level hits it, mm-hmm. is when you have people who stand on a sweaty platform at Secaucus for 2.5 hours after a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
New York, they get around really well, but they're almost always on the verge at times of bottlenecking to past capacity.
Sure.
And that's so
you're talking about the island of Manhattan as a whole?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah. I just visited New York, and I literally said to myself, I used to live here? Like, I was just so overwhelmed with the amount of people that were there and, like, going through the subways. I mean, I knew that then, but even when I lived there, I didn't like traveling.
You feel a little bombarded.
It's just so many people, and just thinking, like, getting panicky about if there was some sort of natural disaster or God forbid another type of disaster, and how the fuck do you get the fuck out? Everything's on top.
You call
each other.
The Rock.
Yeah, you're gonna need Dwayne the Rock Johnson to come in on a helicopter.
He's not the Rock anymore.
No, he's just Dwayne Johnson.
I like to call him the Rock.
Oh, now that we're talking about that, R.I.P. Rowdy.
Oh yeah.
R.I.P. Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Listen, I
wish you had some Irish, well, mostly Scottish, but Irish music to play for him.
Oddly enough, yesterday
I can make that happen.
Oh, yesterday me and Teddy Tutson did an episode of Cold World of Sports, and we accidentally, because we were going to talk briefly about the Hulk Hogan thing, but we just got on a very long discussion about, you know, some of the best entertainers, and Rowdy was one of the guys we talked about.
I love him.
Yeah, I'm unashamedly will say I still love wrestling. It makes me a kid again.
You
it
do you,
It really
Lou.
Makes me a kid you again.
You do you.
I fucking love it. Anyways, with that, now we will move on. So Dare is not changing its stance on Wii. Can I get the story up again? It's gone on me.
No, they inadvertently.
Are you just playing Irish music?
Yeah, we're just. So what? That's nice.
What's
on the background.
What's my last name again?
April O'Connor.
Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Hey, you know what? You're a Jew. I'm a Jew. She's Irish. I'm Irish. Do you see? Do you see the synergy?
Yes, it makes sense.
Okay. By the way, I had a Rowdy Roddy Piper action figure.
Oh,
and
so
a Hulk Hogan
I.
one as a kid.
So
and
I.
being an Irish Jew, I didn't have many heroes. So my Roddy Piper action figure was my Irish sort of superhero that I would fight all the other Star Wars action figures with.
Amazing. That was my favorite ever.
Hey.
Well, do you want this first?
Heads up.
Yes. So DARE, the Substance Abuse Prevention Program, says it has not changed its stance against marijuana after it accidentally published a post supporting its legalization. The post titled Purchasing Marijuana Puts Kids at Risk was a letter to the editor published in the Columbus Dispatch on Monday. It argues that laws criminalizing marijuana actually make it more accessible to minors. quote, I know from enforcing senseless marijuana laws that children are only being put in more danger when marijuana is kept illegal.
Senseless laws.
Yeah, back up that.
The goal of prohibiting marijuana was to eradicate its use. But in reality, the drug has become infinitely harder for law enforcement to control. It's
truth. Church.
It's truth.
Church.
It's very true. That's kind of.
He's daring to be honest.
I said beforehand, though, it's like he's not saying anything we haven't heard before. The sheriff in Houston was like, I'm not looking for weed anymore. I don't want to. I'm not interested. There's too much of it, and it doesn't help anybody, and it wastes a bunch of time, and it's not hurting anybody, and fucking, I'm not looking for it anymore. He didn't curse as much as me, but I promise he said the gist the same fucking thing.
But they removed this post that they made, and then now, like, a spokesman from the group said that they do not support legalization. Aww. So that's a shame, because I wouldn't have known about drugs if it wasn't for DARE.
I know, right? They told you kinds of drugs there were.
Oh, wait, no.
DARE told me about drugs I didn't know were drugs.
I didn't know. I didn't even know when someone was shooting up in front of me that that's what they were doing until somebody told me that's what drugs
are.
They're
like, people might offer you these. And then they, like, show you and you're like, oh, is that what the real thing looks like?
That was my stepmom was doing in front of me.
I remember
her happy pills.
I remember my favorite thing that ever happened in a DARE program when I was in fifth grade. I still remember it so clearly. They pull out the box that has all the drugs in it, mm-hmm. and they're showing all the things, and like they're passing the box and it's all under glass, and it got to me and I looked at the heroin and I remember thinking, I was like, it's a powder? How do you get it into the needle? Because I knew I was old enough to be like, I know people shoot heroin.
You use it like a dipstick and you just wet the whole candy?
That's what I was wondering. Like, how would you get the powder inside the needle? And so the guy's like, if you have any questions. So I raised my hand. I'm like, how would you inject this powder in a needle? I think you're –
let me show you.
I remember being very adamant. I was like, you're lying to us. These aren't these drugs. You guys are – like, I remember I wasn't trusting them. Mm-hmm. And he then taught me how to cook heroin into a liquid.
Well, what he was like, here, you're going to need a spoon, aluminum foil. Like, well, I only know this from TV.
They heat it up
heroin.
And then it melts and then they inject it. I'm like, oh. Okay, well, now I know. And
I learned all about crystal meth from a Rolling Stone article. I was in high school. They talked about everything that they put into it. It was just, I didn't know anything about the shit. I was like, what the fuck? They use red phosphorus that they get from battery acid. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Rolling Stone magazine.
Yes. Also, the news lets you know a lot about the production of drugs, where to find them. What they look like.
I don't believe
what
a
they do for
thing.
You.
I don't believe a fucking thing they
this
say.
This is the very addictive crack cocaine.
It looks like this. Here is an entire table that
it's very cheaper. It's stronger. That's
this is what pure unadulterated uncut cocaine looks like.
George Bush.
I feel like it's very weird that we still live in a world with DARE. It seems like one of those relics.
Oh, it's adorable.
Of our childhood that we knew was kind of weird when we were children. We're like, right. What's the point of this?
I used to wear my DARE t-shirt to raves when I did drugs.
Every time you see somebody wearing a DARE shirt, you know they're doing drugs. That's how you know.
But that's what I get.
You're like, hey, man, do you have any? You got some ecstasy? Because I feel like you do.
I would rather the money that is spent on DARE programs actually go towards recovery for young people who actually did stumble into a real substance abuse problem, mm-hmm. than being wasted on teaching kids who are 10, 11 years old.
Well, people do sell drugs to children.
What acid is, and that it makes you feel funny and see cartoons.
Yeah, it's that whole thing. It's the episode of South Park, the sexual education episode.
Yeah.
When all the parents are arguing, they're like, these children need to learn about sexual education in schools because they didn't want to fucking talk to their kids about sex. So the whole thing was they were forcing the schools to talk about it. And that's really what this is about. Mm-hmm. This is about the fact that parents don't have the balls to say to their kids, listen, when I was in high school, I tried acid and it did this. This is why you don't want to do it that often. This is why it might be okay to try. And parents, really, I understand why, but the
acid
main
was
reason.
Fun, but you couldn't pay me to do it right
the
now.
Main reason we still, no, the main no. reason we still waste taxpayer money on the DARE program, because I'll say it's a waste of fucking money. The reason we still waste that money is because 95% of parents are terrified to talk to their children about their own drug use.
Oh, you know, my mom sat me down and she did exactly that. She told me I did this. She blew me away, first of all, when she told me all the things. She said, eight balls and all kinds of things.
But that's the thing. Now that but you're older, you're going, okay, I see how that happened.
She explained to me, though, very honestly, what each drug that she knew about, and even when she hadn't done, but she knew it, you know what they do when you get older, you're around it enough. And she explained it all to me, and cocaine sounded terrible. Heroin sounded awful. She had never done crack, but she knew the effects. That sounded awful. You know, acid sounded interesting.
Who wants to clean?
You know, mushrooms, I was like, sounds interesting, and I have done those. But, you know, because she talked to me like that, I didn't have the urge to experiment with cocaine or heroin because I was like, that sounds really stupid and shitty and awful. And then I saw New Jack City, and I was like, confirmed.
If parents would just...
Crack is whack.
It just keeps calling.
If parents would just talk to their kids about... Have really honest discussions with their kids about... My own father, who's been smoking weed since the 70s, only recently in the last year or two started talking to me about weed. He talked to me once about it when I was 13 and then hadn't talked about it to me for 16 years.
You smoke with your dad?
No, never. At 29 yet. Years old, I Not have yet. Never... Once smoked with my dad. The first time I'm going to be on the show.
I smoked with my mom. Mm. She hit my vape pen on the 3rd of July.
You are pointing towards spirit? Nobody who is here.
She's indicating
April
the
O'Connor
couch
is pointing at an
there.
Empty couch.
I am.
She's beckoning east towards Boston.
I am just saying that my mom ripped my pen, and she hasn't ripped cannabis allegedly since she was in the 10th grade. So that's a big deal.
Well,
do you call shenanigans on that?
I was gonna say when you were talking about that, she was always like a denier because like then I had a time where she
a Holocaust denier or
nah, she's Irish, but
okay then.
But just like she lost
her virginity her wedding night, and don't you dare say anything different.
It's that she's admitted to doing things and then gone back and denied them later. When I was like, yeah, you told me you did this, and she's like, no, I didn't. And then she's always like kind of just denied, and I won't get into details, but then but then I've met my dad, so I'm like, you had to have done some drugs. Yeah. He does all of the drugs. He does every letter of the alphabet.
You've got competition, Alex.
So before we move on to the last topic, so yes to the DARE program or no to the DARE program? Cut funding or don't cut funding?
I had them. They were doing some fundraising at a grocery store, and when they came up to my car, I just started laughing.
So you say cut? You say you're done with the DARE program?
I would rather see non-pharmaceutical drug rehab centers.
All right. Dane, what do you say? Are you cut funding to DARE or leave it?
You know, I ain't for it, I ain't against it. I'm going to say for it because, yeah, I love the shirts.
Yeah, I do love the
and
shirts.
And it gives the cops something kind of fun to do occasionally. Go down to school and impress them with their uniform and, you know, get off the beat for the day, you know.
I get it. I still say cut off funding.
There's nostalgia's sake.
There's a lot better places that money could be used and force –
if they put Tyrone Bigum.
If I was made principal of a middle school – in Los Angeles, not an elementary school, because I really do think elementary school, I'm like, let them be fucking kids. Can they please be kids? They don't need sex ed.
Let them play.
They don't need fucking drug education. First year middle school, first year there, I send every kid home with a slip that's like, you have a week to talk to your kid about drugs. After that week, if you haven't talked to them, they're not allowed in fucking school until you do. Talk to your kid about drug. Talk to them about everything. Talk to them.
Talk to them about sex.
That is more educational.
Yeah, actually both of those things.
Both of them. Both of them. Put both of them on the parents.
They so often go together.
Well, because here's the thing. I think most sexual education by a young boy is probably done on the internet.
I learned everything from Look Who's Talking. Does that date myself?
Dear Lord.
Because it was all these weird things. I was like, Mom, what's artificial insemination? Jesus. I'm like, Mom, what's a lesbo? Like
a lesbo.
All these things.
It's just silly thing that people call lesbians. That's hilarious.
I literally knew.
I learned from Seth down the street.
Stick a flag in this episode. Alex is done. Oh, my God.
I'm so serious.
Jesus
I wish
fucking
I was
Christ.
Wrong.
God damn it. We still have to record for another 10 minutes.
There's like the egg floating down.
No, you know what? It's like a sex ed video at the beginning.
That movie came out in like 88 or something. I was 7.
You could have watched it. Could have watched it on VHS.
I did watch it on VHS.
No, she was watching it on Betamax.
It was
laser disc.
First on her street to get the Betamax. I like it.
Oh, shit. All right. So on to our last topic of the day.
Speaking of technology.
Okay.
Speaking of advanced technology.
Oh, gosh.
I'm not even joking.
So we saw an article about Bitcoin drone-delivered weed. Now, ooh, you both thought that was interesting. I then pointed out, I'm like, the only thing new about this idea really is the drone delivering it, which isn't even that new because Amazon said they're going to try doing that because people have been buying weed using Bitcoin on the Silk Road for years until that shit got shut down.
Yeah. It's exciting and not a little bit terrifying.
Bitcoin is
singularity.
Money.
Singularity.
Bitcoin is money.
All that.
Okay, to quickly explain what a Bitcoin is, people will have sometimes hundreds of computers that are running these calculations to mine these numbers that, when put together, can form a Bitcoin. Now, there are a limited number of Bitcoins that could ever be created. Once they're all created, that's it. There's no, you can't just make more. It's not like currency. That's why it goes up and down. Now, on that same page, if you have one and you lose the information on it, gone forever. Mm. So it's
that's what is that mining.
That's
thing
why
that
when that Mt. Gox thing happened, Mt. Gox is the big Bitcoin transaction bank. When they got hacked and a bunch of Bitcoins got lost, that was why the Bitcoin market has been fluctuating so much recently. Mm. What mining?
What is it worth now? And at one point you said it was like almost 1,200.
Oh, the.
Now it's like in the it's like 400.
Bitcoins fluctuate more than any other currency. See, it will go from thousands to hundreds in a matter of days sometimes.
Right now it's $280.
Right, yeah, $280. So
how much is gold?
if every single – it's about $1,300 right now. It's if gold. Every single country has its own currency,
yeah,
consider Bitcoin to be the currency of the internet.
Mm.
It is the internet's currency. That's what it is. And you have these and people set up these computers that will mine Bitcoins.
So a computer can just make you money.
It would take about 100 computers about a year to maybe mine a Bitcoin, if I remember the computations correctly.
Okay, so how does
Bitcoin?
They're not easy. You go to a couple different places. Actually, me and Mitch, we pulled up the plans. We were going to build a home Bitcoin ATM. They're not hard.
Okay, so how does the Bitcoin turn into a drone delivering weed to you?
Okay, this is it's called Trees.
Okay.
And it's a Bitcoin purchase, you know, app, I suppose.
But
they claim to sell the highest quality cannabis to people holding medical recommendations.
What it is,
and they accept Bitcoin payments.
What it is the fact that it's the ability that if I can send you the numbers for the Bitcoin, you can plug it in, make sure it's valid and it's worth what we said it was worth.
Mm-hmm.
And to a lot of these internet dudes who are making thousands of transactions because it's the internet and you can ship and you're not limited to just the people in your neighborhood anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And because of all of that, to them, it's like it's a good investment.
So it's not because an actual drone flying weed to your front door.
Oh, no, it is. It's a drone flying weed to your front door.
This company is in San Francisco.
They're hoping soon.
And they have that option should that option become available.
John Henry, man. Now they're just putting the bicycle delivery guys out of work. Yeah. He was a steel driving man.
But they're putting their drone ahead of their horse.
Is that you or is that in the article?
No, that was totally me.
I love that.
No, I swear it's not there. The article is in CoinDesk, which I don't know what that is, but this is currently Trees delivers to only people in San Francisco. So San Francisco's not going to allow drones. But if it expands out into Silicon Valley,
why wouldn't they?
Because didn't you say they're super homey? storefront mom and pop.
Yeah, but that's
yes, but they are also super progressive and love their weed. And the idea of a of technology in the home of technology, Northern California, to deliver their favorite plant of smoking variety.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like San Francisco's all about that. That's their jam. And be like, fuck yeah.
Yeah, be true to your school.
Yeah, I feel like that's really right up there.
All the fixins.
So as soon as there's regulation and flying device, you know, the flying devices will be out.
The bigger problem is, and because it's the same thing that Amazon has been going through. We've only recently, I think it's now finally online. We finally, in the last like year or two, have a central server from which you can monitor all of the planes that are in flight in America. That was a big deal. Like the FAA, like you could actually go somewhere and know where all the planes are. And they needed that because Amazon was going, well, we want to fly these drones to drop off people's shit. Well, we got to make sure they don't hit other shit that's flying. So we need to know where all the flying things in America are.
So it'd be just like plane flying.
Seems easy enough.
And the trolley.
Yes and no, but up until very recently, no one place knew where every plane flying was.
The cable cars.
Every tower knew where the plane flying into their airport was.
Right. Not all of the planes.
Yeah.
So that was what the big deal was. They needed for people to be able to know where all of the planes are. Now, once you get past that, there's the whole idea of in a place like San Francisco, you got a lot of power lines, you got a lot of buildings. Yeah. There's shit to avoid.
And also other drones that might not be friendly.
These drones are amazingly smart.
Like, wouldn't you just like sneak a little like non-friendly drone in there if you were doing espionage?
I watched a dude doing a TED Talk. Yeah. Make three drones play catch with him.
Neat.
So these drones are amazingly talented. Mm. They can do a lot of shit. So it doesn't surprise me that we've gotten to a point where we're going, yeah, stick shit on them and have them deliver things. Now, it opens the Pandora's box of that puts a delivery boy out of business,
which that's
a big deal.
That's what I'm saying.
You know,
you're putting these hardworking weed delivery kids out of work.
But
how do you guys feel about these self-checkouts at like the grocery store?
I hate it.
They're awful.
I don't work here.
Yeah.
This isn't the same thing.
Well, no, I don't like it because that's every time I do it, I feel like I put my
wallet down so I can feed money into it. And it's like,
when people bring that up, have you ever heard Bill Burr's bit about the self-checkout at the grocery store?
Isn't that also the guy that won Last Comic Standing?
No, Bill Burr.
Yeah.
Boston comic, you got to know
Bill Burr.
No, he does a great bit though, where he goes, "I get to the self checkout, they're like, do you need some help here?" I'm like, "Do you see a name tag on me?" "No, because I don't fucking work here."
Yeah, yeah.
Funny me, I didn't check the schedule. I didn't realize I was on the schedule. You know what I'm gonna do? Next time I'm gonna walk up to the self checkout, I'm gonna wait a second. I'm gonna go, "You know what? I wanted to pay, but you didn't have anyone here to take my money," and I'm gonna walk out. That's how I feel about self checkout. Fuck self checkout. I hate it.
I honestly, it's not because of the inconvenience to me. It's just I just look at that and I'm like, and there goes another unemployed person.
Electronic trimmers.
They still have a lot of people saw the supermarket. The supermarket still employs a lot of
trimming machines.
The supermarket still employs a lot of people. The last thing that I'll say about this before we start saying goodbye: what is good about a job like this is, that I say, where you lose a job as a delivery boy, you gain a dude who you need to be able to work on a drone, which is a higher paying job, and that's not a bad thing. We're forcing, as technology gets better, we force people, listen, you're going to have to be more educated to work in a market that's more technologically.
If a guy has the skills to build a drone.
Someone's going to control it.
I don't need him to build the drone. I need someone to maintain the drone. I need when it comes back, you got to oil it. You got to clean it. You got to make sure.
Like he maintains his bike.
Yes.
I like where you're going.
And
like
that job pays more probably. So
I'm sure fixing a drone is exactly like fixing a 10 speed. Same thing. Absolutely.
I feel like you're being facetious with me. And on that. So with that being said, April, what you got coming up in the next few weeks that you're going to promote for us?
My bed.
Your bed?
Again, my
promoting
bed.
Your bed?
I've been working so much. Last week I was such a cranky pants. My bed is where we will find me.
So April will be in
her
bed.
Is that an unequivocal invitation?
Hey,
I'll be in my bed, you guys, if you want to know.
If anybody wants to come on over.
Come on over.
What about you, Damien? What's happening with you?
Oh, I've got Chimp City Comedy Showcase coming up on the 13th.
Yes.
It's going to be great. And then
you have one of my favorite comics in the world on that show.
Who's that?
Dwayne Perkins.
Oh, Dwayne's great.
He is, if you've never seen Dwayne Perkins, listeners, go out, get some Dwayne.
The Black Rose Tavern on the 13th.
The greatest joke about relationships ever written.
Well, don't tell it.
He doesn't really tell much anymore. No, I'll save it. Yeah, no, go
but
see
if he
him.
Wants to.
I'll go see him. Yeah.
If we want to hear an Alex Mandelberg joke,
I will
come
be on that same
Chimp
show.
City on the 23rd.
I will be on that same show. No, it was on the 13th.
On the 3rd. That's the same show. And then the next one is Theo Von will be headlining.
No, there you go.
Love that dude.
Yeah, a lot of good shows. She co-hosts that with Laura Crawford.
And it's at the Black Rose Tavern on Pico and Robertson.
Yeah, show starts at 8.
Show starts at 8 and...
To 9:30?
To 9:30. Food's amazing. And you can park for free at Walgreens across the street. Don't
hot
be afraid.
Titty salad. That sounds awesome.
Hot
well,
titty salad. That sounds horrible.
As for myself, I will be on that Chimp City showcase, which I'm really excited about. Because like I said, one of my favorite comics and cool people. I haven't seen Dwayne since him telling me about a terrible fight that he almost got into at a club like 2 years ago. So it'll be fun to catch up with him again. That was actually a great story because I was told first, I was like, oh, I wish you had been here to see this. And then they were telling me the story. They're like, oh, wait, no, it's a good thing you weren't here because you would have been one of those motherfuckers to pop off and go wild. I was like, yeah, probably a good idea. I wasn't there.
Mm-hmm. I hope you pop off and go wild on the 13th.
I'll be popping off and going wild. As for me, I will be there. I've also got PUI. Thank you, Crab Diving.
Oh God, thank
as
you.
Always, thank you, Rafopoulos Studios, for having us in here.
Thank you
for having me on, guys.
Thank you, Damien, for coming on in. And good night. Get high.
Thanks for listening.